With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hamas says it will dissolve its government in Gaza once a Palestinian technocratic leadership committee takes over as part of a U.S.-brokered peace plan.
The timeline for the change is unclear. A board of peace led by President Trump is set to oversee the committee, but the board's members remain unannounced. Meanwhile, violence continues in Gaza. Hospitals there claim Israeli gunfire killed three Palestinians on Sunday. But Israeli forces maintain their actions are in response to ceasefire violations.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, separately, Israeli police are questioning a top official from Prime Minister Netanyahu's office related to a leak of classified military information to a German tabloid. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Department of Justice has served the central bank with subpoenas, threatening it with criminal indictment over its testimony this summer about the Fed's building renovations. The move represents an unprecedented escalation in President Trump's battle with the Fed. The protest against ICE agents continuing in Minnesota after that shooting last week. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Protesters continue screaming at heavily armed federal agents and honking car horns, banging on drums and blowing whistles in attempts to disrupt ICE agents enforcing immigration laws. There was some pushing and several people were hit with chemical sprays in a standoff on Sunday. The Trump administration has defended ICE, saying the officer who shot Renee Good in her car was protecting himself and fellow agents and that Good had weaponized her vehicle. Ken Lorman reporting.
Since early December, nearly 2,000 arrests have been made in Minnesota. This is SRN News. A warning about Grok.
The popular chatbot has the ability to generate obscene images of real people without their consent. That's what the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says in a statement to the Christian Post. Center spokesman Danny Pinter says that Grok is, quote, further normalizing the sexual exploitation of women with this new feature. This is an egregious violation of women's privacy and safety. A growing number of young people are now using chatbots. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, next week, the Supreme Court is set to hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students may join. The justices will review lower court rulings that have overturned laws in West Virginia and Idaho. Now, in those schools, they bar males from competing against females in all school sports. This is SRN News. The United States has taken the unprecedented step of dropping the number of vaccines it recommends for every child, leaving other immunizations like flu shots open to families. Dr. Robert Hopkins with the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
They did not take away recommendations for vaccine, but they changed many of the recommendations from a routine recommendation for all children to a recommendation that the parents and families have a discussion with a healthcare provider before they receive vaccination against RSV, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, meningococcal disease.
Officials say the overhaul of the federal vaccine schedule will not result in any families losing access or insurance coverage for vaccine, but experts still are slamming the overall move. This is SRNNews.com.